Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
In high fidelity. Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen around the world. Here we are coming to you live right here from inside the state-of-the-art broadcast studios at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. We all know the master Bubba and the world's greatest producer right here, Kenrick. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning, Kenrick. How are we doing today, man?
Doing pretty good, Tom. How are you?
Been an amazing day, amazing week, man. You've been doing a lot of crazy stuff this week with the website, new movies, new things going out there on YouTube, man. It's been an incredible week, man. Thank you for everything you do, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. Trying to get you guys out there.
You're right there, man. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today? You're out there working on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports 911 Carrera. Beautiful car you built, man. How are we doing today, Bob?
Doing pretty good so far, man. Just, you know, like you said, working away, getting some stuff done and, you know, trying to get this thing ready to go. We've put a little too much track time on it, so it's time to clean it up and get it ready for the streets again.
Yeah, we do run those cars out there on the street, don't we, man?
Yep.
It's pretty crazy. This episode, ladies and gentlemen, around the world, 20 million of you. Thank you for joining Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast. We're going to be talking about some changes with our good friends, Paul Sr. and Joni, coming up right here. Big, big news coming out of their camp. Big news Bub's going to share with us coming out of our camp today. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, ladies and gentlemen. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Visit us online, 20,000 parts. Bub has up for sale there on the website that he has personally put together with tech tips, how to build it, what joins, how do things work in synchronicity, what that package. It's amazing about what you built there.
Yeah, man, it's you know, it's been a lot of work, but it's been fun, you know, doing you know, we talk about it all the time, you know, doing the website in a way where it's not just a like a go-to that is you know, kind of like a unorganized mess.
Sure.
You get when you go to, you know, some places, you know, Amazon, eBay, where it's just like a mass of whatever it is you want. These are products that are tested and proven and are designed to be installed in a way that is, you know, almost as if we're just doing it here at BEM. So everything from bolt-ons to, you know, the basics of the instructions to the skill level required to do it, how much time it's going to take to do it, you know, and then all the way down to, you know, just a package. So if you wanted to do a lift kit, you wanted to complement that with wheels and tires, it is all out there, pre-built, ready to go.
Miss Outlaw Boutique, Miss Outlaw Boutique, ladies and gentlemen, for the finest in boutique accessories and apparel. It is Miss Outlaw Boutique, Kenrick, right there in Abacoa, man, 561-660-6695. The moose is loose and walking around down in Abacoa, man. Visit Robin and Layla. They're there, man, huh? Crazy place, man. Crazy, crazy place. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't say enough about my good friend, Paul Sr., Joni Tuttle from Orange County Choppers. Bub, you have big news coming out of that camp today. They're going to be joining us, man. I just I talk about those people, man. They give me chills. Did you see, Kenrick, what Senior responded to the post you put up the other day when we were filming with Audi the other day?
No, I did not. Need to fill me in on that.
Okay, so as we know, maybe a lot of people don't know, I'm very careful about people's personal lives, but Senior is, and his wife, his whole family, are huge, huge animal rights people. He's as far right as conservatively as we are, but he's a huge animal rights person. Behind all that strength is a very gentle man, much like we are. And he literally goes into the darkest depths of New York City and rescues animals. And he's not afraid to protect himself, I'll say, in the mission of doing that with his wife. They're very, very, very good people, as you'll find out. When you hear him, when you talk to him in just a moment, he'll touch your heart in a way few people will. He's a big mentor of mine as well, mentor as well as a friend. So when you put up the posting of us filming with the RS7 above, it just finished the other day. Bud's already laughing. How did Senior respond to that?
No, I wasn't laughing at that. I was laughing at how you just always sometimes sidetrack and then come back to it.
So I'm kind of trying to lay the groundwork. So anyways, here's this beautiful car Bub's built, you know, the Audi is gorgeous, the work that went into it, and Senior just simply says, I'll take the dog.
That's all he was worried
about with Diesel. So good morning to our good friends at Orange County Choppers. Man, if you've never been, you can see on our 63-inch monitor behind us, if you've never been to Orange County Choppers headquarters, Bob, what is that place like?
Oh, it's incredible, dude. And it's, you know, right now it's been completely revamped. You know, we were talking with Joni and Senior about it a couple weeks ago, man. It's been completely redone to where it's now not just like before it was a go-to destination, you know, because you got to see where the guys actually filmed. And that was a lot of fun. You know, and that's what the public really wants to see. They want to have like that close interaction with what they see on TV. There's, you know, full hallways up there with one-way mirrored glass in it so you can see through, but they, you know, it's not a distraction to the guys while they're actually filming and stuff. So it's really cool the way it's set up. But they've taken that and moved the bar up again. They put in a bowling alley. They're putting in a go-kart
that's
track.
Good stuff, man.
You know, restaurants,
all
everything
family.
You can imagine where it's, you know, the laser tag that's going in. So it's something now that's going to be a go-to that you can literally spend from morning to night there and just have a great time.
We're going to talk about Big Unveil with them in just a few minutes. We'll be there with them April 15th up in Central Florida, Daytona area as well. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, good morning to all of our good friends over there at the Brooklyn Water Bagel. But that's an American success story, man, all the way around. Gentlemen bought the business coming out of New York. Carmine up there completely went against all odds, just like Trump, just like us, just like Paul Sr., crashed down the gates of inevitability and picked it up, man, and said, you know what, it's going to make money, it's going to be really, really good. So, you know, Carmine and Ashley and all those people over there have done a great job. I thought it was really cool. I went in there the other morning, Bub, just to get our morning coffee and everything, and Carmine stopped me and he said, look, man, I redesigned the cups, man. Notice they're red, white, and blue, and he said, and guess what? They're made in America, man, not in China anymore. I wanted to bring it back to the Americans.
Mm-hmm.
What a nice thing, huh?
It's something about it, something in the water.
It's something, that's exactly right. Something it's about, like that. That's a good job.
Well, it's on that cup anywhere.
It's about, it. Let's see, made in small batches, served with big taste, proof, magic beans to exist. By the way, did you know he owns the rotisserie for this place? They make the coffee, Bub, and within 15 days, it's in each one of the stores. I think there's like 20 stores or something.
That's pretty good.
It's really cool, man. I love this cup, man. It's really, it's thermally insulated. It's much stronger than the Chinese-made cups. And you know what? It's really, really, really good food. You walk in there, it's a big production line. Like, I love Lucy, man. The guys are sitting there with big chef hats on, making donut balls and popping them in their mouth and pulling them around.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah. It's pretty good time.
Visit your book and water baby. Good people. Bob, on the 15th, we are going to be at an event called Celebration Exotic Car Festival. Kenny, let's talk a little bit about that and why we're going up there, man.
Yeah, I know that there's going to be a big unveil.
Yep,
I'm pretty sure, and yep. There's going to be a concert. It's going to be a great time for everybody. Probably a ton of exotic cars for everybody to check out. I'm looking real forward to it.
It's going to be a lot of fun, isn't it? Bub, tell us a little bit about the unveil that we're going up to see and support up there, man.
Yeah, man. So, you know, this is actually really, really exciting. You know, as everybody knows, it is true. It is 100% factual. American Chopper is back on Discovery Channel.
Right on, man.
Starting in May, Thursday the 10th. So we're really looking forward to it. They did the debut of that a couple weeks ago, and it was absolutely phenomenal. I mean, everything from the way that they've, you know, continued that same storyline of the show, but they removed, you know, 98% of all that drama that was there.
Yeah.
And they've made it more of a, you know, a focal point of the bikes, the stories, the theme lines, you know, and that family aspect of it. So they did a great job at redeveloping that, and it's something to look forward to. So in that, there is going to be, of course, as everybody knows, huge unveils coming across. And this is one that's going to be one you don't want to miss for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
It's going to be really, really, really good, Bob. I'm looking forward to it. We've got REO Speedwagon's going to be there. There'll be an exotic car cruise. I was thinking, Bob, about taking the VE and Porsches up there. No? Yes?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to have mine by then.
No, wait, what, Bob? Something you want to tell us?
No, hey, that's why I'm doing the brakes right now.
Really, Bob?
Yeah.
What should I know?
I can't pull up to the dealer and be like, wee! I got to get them ready real quick.
And Bob, could you tell us why your brakes are going, wee?
Too much track time, I told you.
Right on, man. Right
but
on.
My trade-in says never been tracked.
Oh, it does?
Uh-huh.
Well, you didn't type the trade-in.
I did.
You did?
I'm lying.
Are you?
100%. I almost thought about, we have some really, really, really good photos because I was sending them over to our guy at the dealer yesterday. I almost thought about, you know, I've sent over photos where it's been like in convention centers and the lighting's been insane on it and where it's been, you know, in award-winning shows, and I'm like, okay, you know, these are some pretty solid pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, I've got a really good action shot, but I'm going like 140 through a corner sideways.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I don't know if I should send them out, but it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
yeah.
know if I should.
You should. Oh, well, what about the really, really good photo of you coming around turn 10 at the racetrack?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I can't send them out. I said it's never been tracked. In the background, there's nothing but track cars around me.
Photoshop it. Henry can do anything.
That's right.
Right.
I'll just make it look like I was on Donald Ross in Central.
Well, we're going to be joined by, we're going to be talking a little later on. You did finalize the 800 horsepower Audi that you were building. Stunning build, man. Let's talk a little bit about that technically. Then we're going to get into the backside of the hour, second half of the hour, with why you have to nerd out these very technically tuned cars and why they throw codes and things like that. Let's talk a little bit about that, please.
Yeah, man, it's, you know, as we talk about all the time, you know, with today's cars, today's technology, it's endless, the possibilities. And, you know, when you're getting these cars that are coming, you know, straight off the factory with 500, 550, 600, 650, touching 700 horsepower, even up now into the Dodge Challengers, the Demons that are breaking 850, you know, these cars are animals and they are built to be, You know, something that allows you a lot of expansion. And, you know, you have to think these cars are coming off the showroom floor with these kinds of numbers and technology in them. And that is all emissions compliant. And
you don't build outside of the standards.
Yeah, it's, but, you know, these are conservative, man. They have to be sold to the masses and they have to be, you know, clean. And, you know, everybody has to be able to get in and drive these things. That is the key with them. But when you take these cars that have these kinds of potential and you move that bar up, it's stupid, man. When you can take four-door sedan luxury like we did with an Audi RS7, you can take this thing from the, you know, factory rate at 605 and get to that 750 mark very, very quickly.
Very quickly.
With today's bolt-ons, today's tuning, and, you know, it just makes this total animal, the domination on the streets.
So, Bub, one of the things that you had an issue with was the exhaust. There was an aftermarket exhaust that was on that vehicle prior to your receiving it here. And you went with the top shelf APR equipment, the downpipes and everything like that. This required you to do a lot of modification.
Yeah.
And we sat down and we talked to the owner about that modification. Step us through that. You were so intense on this, and I'm going to have you and Senior talk a little bit about this because you guys are such moguls of absolute, I mean, just perfection. You stood and took the time to emulate the factory robot welds. When you put the system back together and you made it modular so it could drop right out in one piece, man.
Yeah, so, you know, this was something where, you know, again, like today's cars, today's bolt-ons, man, it's just about, you know, building a package that works. You know, your average go-to bolt-ons are typically things like, you know, allowing more air into the motor, allowing more air out of the motor. And when you do stuff like that, you want to make sure that you increase your tune on it as well, which is going to, in turn, increase, you know, it's going to change everything about your air fuel delivery system. It's going to change your fuel flow, your, you know, all of your, you know, your AFRs, everything's going to change. And as long as you change them in a package together, it's going to be perfect when it's done. It's going to be reliable. It's going to give you exactly what you want. You know, you've got to make sure that you do that. And a lot of people don't do that. They don't, you know, do full packages together. Some guys will put on like a exhaust and they'll forget everything else. They'll put on an intake and forget everything else. You have to do these things. If you want your peak performance and reliability, you want intake, exhaust, tune. You match all those together. It's going to be like your stage one, stage two upgrade, and it's going to be a night and day difference.
And Bub, one of the things in this particular case, the European, would you agree that the European tuning is very, very, you have to have a very, very deep, thorough knowledge of what you're doing before you touch these cars. It's not like an American car.
Yeah, it's, you know, they're very precise, man. It's, you know, these cars are, some of these things are literally track cars just wrapped up with luxury around them. And, you know, it's any small adjustment you make is going to be something that may require a huge modification in a parameter, whether it's, you know, an air delivery or fuel delivery, whatever it is you're doing. You can't just rush it. You can't just slap stuff on and be like, okay, cool, it's done. Let's, you know, move on to the next. You got to make sure you take your time and fine tune every piece. You know, when you're taking different brands of products and trying to put them together on a car that was already tested and proven, you've got to, and almost redesign to make everything work together like it should.
So, Bub, one I wanted to also mention too, you can see some of these great cars. They'll be out at the at Bear Jackson, April 12th through the 15th. You'll see Porsches and Audis and things like that going across the stage there. I think we're going to be down there too, Bub. We have we'll be the 15th of April. We'll be up in the northern part of the state for the big unveil with the Tuttles, Orange County Choppers. But we're going to stop in, I think, maybe the 12th over there, check out that auction. That's going to be pretty fun, Bob.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
It's going to be a lot of fun, man. So, Bob, some of the things, one of the things you've encountered is with the APR setup is it throws a downstream O2 light. Let's talk about what is an upstream, what is a downstream O2 sensor?
Yeah, so these are, you know, on everything in basis of fuel-injected cars, there are sensors, many sensors that all communicate back to one sensor area, which is the ECU. That's the electronic control module, the electronic control unit, whatever it is people want to consider it out there. But it is all of these sensors, you know, sometimes 5, sometimes 10, sometimes 20, sometimes 30, just depends on what you're working with. And they all take certain parameters and values, and they send it all this information back to that computer, that initial point. And this computer has a file that, essentially a tune file, that understands what these parameters are doing, understands how to make, you know, what sensor communicate with what, and then adjust and modify parameters from there so that the car does run its most efficient and most reliable. And all of those are very important. There are some people that, you know, think that it's very, very minor and easy to do stuff like that. But when you start getting into these things, there's a reason tuning costs a lot of money. and it could be the difference of a blown motor or not a blown
motor. Yeah, it could. It certainly could. And a lot of people don't understand how many cases have we heard of people taking their car somewhere to do a forced induction upgrade, and the next thing you know, they need a motor.
Yeah, I mean, it's it actually happens quite a bit in the aftermarket forced induction world. It's you know, a lot of guys out there, you know, when you're doing superchargers, when you're doing turbochargers, you're not working with something that's naturally aspirated. It's a little harder to blow a motor that's naturally aspirated. You know, you can get it on a dyno, you can tune it pretty good, and you can push those limits pretty hard. But when you're starting to work with forced induction, you're forcing air into the motor.
Yep.
You can very quickly cause detonation. You can cause the motor to just completely blow apart on the inside, you know, because of the pressure that you're pushing into it. And let's face it, man, a lot of guys with boosts, they get greedy, and you know, 12 pounds isn't enough. Some people want to push that limit and hit 15, and that'll be just enough to pop the head off the motor.
On the BEM SEMA Mustang you built, that's the world's only 2.3-liter stock block, 603-horsepower EcoBoost ever built. How did you keep from blowing that car apart?
Just being safe, man. It's, you know, making sure that you're tuned right before you start pushing that boost really, really heavy. And you got to know that fine line, man. And, of course, eventually you can push it real fast. You know, right now we're sitting at 27 pounds on that car. Back it was like 23, 24 pounds. So we went up a couple pounds more on a flow amount than we did on a boost pressure internally. So it's moving more.
Flow amount. So let's talk about what's flow, what's boost.
It's just the amount of air that's being moved. But it's the amount of air flow that we're actually moving now because of the size of this turbo, the size of all the intercooler piping, the way we've got it tuned in. So it was super tight to do it. But we're definitely pushing that limit, man. It's, you know, right now on pump gas on the stock fuel system, it's pushing as far as it possibly can. If you want to blow that motor apart, turn the boost up a little bit, and it'll come apart on the first run.
Well, no, the thing was, you wanted to stay 50-state emissions compliant. You always build emissions compliant. You've always been a huge, huge, huge believer that there's no reason you can't build horsepower and maintain a vehicle's stock emissions compliance.
Yeah.
You're a big believer in that because your builds are sold all over the world. So if it goes to California, you want to be able to pass emissions over there.
Yeah.
Out there in the land of the left. And so, but Nancy Pelosi thinks the wall should be this high, Bob.
I don't care.
It's a big eyesore.
Yeah.
We should, I mean, the wall shouldn't be this tall.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what the gentleman said the other day? My son was killed from Los Angeles, black gentleman. He said, you know what? My son was killed by an illegal immigrant. I'll bet if Nancy Pelosi's son was killed, our daughter was killed, she'd have a totally different story.
Possible.
About that, man. I get too political.
You're totally off topic again.
I know.
Get back to what we were talking about.
I know.
Yeah, happy St. Patty's Day.
Right.
Oh, right on. There's an Abacoa party today. Isn't
there,
Bob?
Oh, yeah.
The moose is going to be loose.
Look.
The moose is going to be loose down there, Bob. I just got a question, Bob. Just one question for you. If America runs on Duncan, does Bubba run on Brooklyn Water Table?
No.
Huh?
I run on Alpha Aminos and BCAAs. Monster Energy.
You got to get your day started though. Right?
So it's, you know, going back to, you know, the whole fuel injection side of it. You know, you mentioned what upstream and what downstreams are. You know, so you have in part of all of these sensors, you have coolant temperature sensors, you have air fuel ratio, monitoring, which is going to be your O2 sensors. You have everything from mass airflow sensors, MAP. You know, all of these different sensors that all communicate back to one area. What I would almost consider maybe some of the most important ones are going to be on that O2 sensor side, which literally is like an electronic nose, essentially, if you wanted to break it
electronic
down.
Electronic nose.
So it's let's say you put a nose into like an exhaust system. It does nothing more than smell.
Sniff, yeah.
And it knows exactly what an air-fuel ratio is, the mixture of air to the mixture of fuel, what it is both before the catalytic converter, which is what you consider your upstream O2 sensors, then after the catalytic converter, which is a giant filtration system that cleans the fuel air ratio mixture, and then the car responds and adjusts from there how
correct
it needs to, from that first sensor's reading going in after to then the output sensor, which is the downstream. The second sensor will basically report back after the first one does and say, okay, here's the difference we're getting from the catalytic converter. We need to adjust this or this, or, you know, however it needs to adjust and modify from there. The computer will do it in a certain amount of range. That's why it's so important to make sure you have tunes that are proper for your application and setup.
Good morning to my very, very good friend, Mr. Michael McCloskey up there in Garrett County, Bob. He says, morning, fellas. You guys provide a boost to us every day. How nice is that?
Yep.
Right on, brother.
So,
I love Mike's car looking stuff.
Dude, you just wait.
Huh?
Yep.
Pretty nice, right?
Yeah.
I scratched it yesterday.
Go figure, dude.
You scratch everything every day, right?
You do. Not
hey,
me.
What was the latest? No, I haven't wrecked anything in a while, have I?
Since like last week.
Yeah.
What did I wreck last week? Nothing. I don't think I wrecked anything.
I don't know, man.
No comment.
Right?
No, I'm pretty sure. I was pulling into the gym parking lot. I parked. Mm-hmm. You drove straight into the back of me.
I did.
So that was last week.
But somebody moved the parking lot strike.
No, come on. No one moved anything. I don't know how you did it, dude.
It's just one of those things that happened.
I honestly thought like my car backfired or something at first because like I heard this boom and I was like, I don't know what the heck that was.
Aren't you glad you got those tall, high back seats, man?
Man, I look, dude, and you're like laughing back there and you're backing up. Come on, man.
I told you, somebody moved the front of the parking spot strike. I thought I'm used to parking at a certain spot. Somebody moved it.
No one moved it at all.
They moved it forward.
You're getting really bad about texting and driving is what it is.
I don't ever.
And what's worse is you try to tell Robin and everybody that you don't actually text and drive. Are you kidding me, dude? You want to see what it's like driving home with you. I'm a freaking bobblehead. Swear, you're on the road. You're in the grass. You almost hit some guy on a bicycle the other morning. Then
you
shouldn't
have been in the middle of the street.
See?
Right?
He blamed him.
I talked to Diesel this morning. He said, I do just fine.
Uh-huh.
How about that?
Yeah.
He likes the way I drive.
Not at all.
He's a little man.
Not at all.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, he's here. That's all his sidecar says from work.
Okay.
He's a little man.
Yeah.
You left us yesterday and went to the gym.
I did.
Why is that?
I've been working out, man.
Yeah, you've been working out, but you beat me to do all the work.
Well, you know what time we close on Fridays, and every day you seem to push that limit. So that's on you.
It's funny, too. You know what I think, Henry? I try to get out of here on time so I can go play music on Thursday night, and Bub manages to stall it every time I try to get out the door.
No chance.
Right? So I can get to the gym and
Henry's
get
here
to,
and watch
and get
but
to
you
the
don't,
studio.
You don't want to tell the truth because he sits and watches the whole thing where I'm standing here ready to go every day at 3 o'clock, ready to go.
We get here.
And then you're talking about posting shows and doing this and doing that and doing this, leaving my meals here.
I did leave your meals here. Did you find them?
Yeah, I did, man.
Where were they?
Sitting on the floor right where you left them.
I didn't leave them on the floor.
Here's what I don't get. You asked me, hey, the meals on top of my clothes.
I've got to get some of those meals.
So I put the meals on top of your clothes. You physically could not get dressed yesterday to go home without picking those meals up and moving them from ThiaFresh.
I did move them.
Right. So you pick them up. You clearly have them in your hand. You move them. You get so ADD that you move them 10 feet away, totally forget where you move them.
That's because Kenny called and asked me that. Kenny called and asked me to help him something at the desk.
Tom has ADD.
Bro, bad. This guy.
I was trying to get out the door. I was trying to change so I could take care of little man.
He doesn't even know what we're talking about on the show anymore.
And Kenny called me over and said, look, can you help me with something at my desk? So I ran over there, partially changed. Like I ran over to the desk. I had like my shorts on, right? And I only had one leg in, so the other leg was dragging behind me, right? And my belt was hanging behind me. My firearm was hanging off my belt.
Where were my meals after all this?
I don't know. I lost them. I'm ADD.
Yeah, my point.
How about that? You think he uses ADD as I am?
No, he gets stuff done.
Does he?
Yeah.
I get partial things done.
No, not at all.
No?
Zero.
Hey, Bub.
What?
Let's talk about where we're going, man.
Can we talk? Do you want to finish the subject of O2's upstreams and downstreams?
I thought we were done with that.
I guess I
would. I am going to ask Senior when he calls in. I want to know how the motors he's building with the new bikes he's having to do because he's a certified manufacturer, right? What does he have to do with compliance standards? That's an interesting question, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a pretty good question.
I mean, because I'd like to know, more about how they're doing that. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, Bub, drum roll, please.
What do we got?
The world over. 1 million people listening.
You got to unmute him, dude.
Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, my very good friend, Paul Smith.
Click on mute.
And his beautiful bride, Joni, from Orange County Choppers. There they are with us. Joni, Senior, good morning. How are we today?
Good morning. I'm really having a hard time hearing you. Not that I could hear anyhow.
What's up, Senior? Good morning, Senior. How are you? Joni, good morning. Are you with us as well?
I'm not sure. I'm like at the shop. And
how are you?
She just notified me that I'm supposed to call you guys because
good morning,
I don't have, not only can I not hear, but I can't remember nothing either.
Hey, Senior, do you want to hear a funny story, man? Last night, I'm like, it's Friday night, been a long day, right? We go out to dinner. I'm like, I'm going to go swim for a little bit, and then I'm going to jump in the hot tub, right? So I jump in the hot tub after I swim a few laps, and I'm looking at Instagram, and I was telling Bub, there's the picture. Kenrick, our producer, puts up the picture of Bub and I filming the show with the Audi. And then then your comment is, I'll take the dog because Diesel's sitting right there. I started laughing so hard. I'm like, that's so classic, Senior. The hell with everything else. It's about the animals, man.
You there?
Yep, can you hear it?
No. Yeah, I can't really hear you well at all.
Is our volume up high on the board?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah.
How about now?
Sure.
Can you hear us now?
That's a little better.
There we go. I was saying, last night, after a long week, right, I decided I'd swim a little bit, jump in the hot tub, right? I get in the hot tub, I'm sitting there going through the Instagram feed, and then there's the post that we put up about the Audi with Diesel at our feet while we're filming the Daily Show. And I loved your post. It just said, I'll take the dog. I was crying when I saw that, man.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah, man. Cool. Hell with the card. Oh, Senior, how are we, my friend? You just got back in town. Would you like to share with everybody where you were, or can you share that?
Yeah, no, I could share. We were in Italy, and they had where they do hill climbing in the snow. It was pretty cool. I mean, it's interesting how those, you know, like I've seen, you know, uphill racing and even mud, but when they do it in the snow is, I mean, it really takes a certain talent, you know?
Well, do you know what would happen with those bikes, for example, Senior, if I got on one of them and tried to go downhill in the snow? I wouldn't make it out of the starting gate, would I? No.
No, probably not. that's the hardest part, believe it or not. That's the hardest part is the bottom level, you know? Once those guys get some momentum, you know, they all run two strokes, so they're pretty snappy, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. They were Harley Davidsons they were riding, Senior, is that correct?
Mostly, not all.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a nice event. We weren't there. We were only there 4 days, 2 days of it was jet lag, you know, but we stayed at a really nice place, you know, up in the mountains there. So, you know, it's good to get away, get out of the shop for a little while, even if it is a short period of time, you know.
Right on, man. Right on. But then you fly home and you're looking out your scenic window there in the living room, and it looks much like what you saw in Italy, more snow, and you're probably kind of ready to get away.
Yeah, it actually does.
Senior, I wanted to ask you a question, and you and Bob can talk a little bit more technically about it. The way Bob builds, Senior, is he builds everything, tons and tons of horsepower, but he wants everything to be emissions compliant and right. With today's emission standards and the bikes, the quality of bikes coming out of Orange County Choppers, what are the emissions laws and how do they apply to you as a production facility? Share with the world that how that works.
You know, a couple of years back, excuse me, the laws were pretty strict, but you know, if you it depends on how many bikes that you do, but they're a lot lenient now than they were before. But I think in Florida they don't really make any difference what you run, correct?
Yeah, down here, Senior, it's super nice because it's, as you know, there's no emissions, no inspection. So it's really whatever you build just goes out on the street and you're good to go, man. It's just that simple down here. But you know, in terms of the mass production, you know, in creating and building, you know, as you know, you've got to have, you know, basics. You've got to have, you know, a certain exhaust system has to be run on there. You've got certain lights that have to be run. You know, all those types of things that you have to take into consideration, even when you're building some of the baddest choppers in the world.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it depends what it's for. You know what I mean? If we're doing like a production style bike, yeah, you have to have the right exhaust and, you know, the right DOT blinkers and stuff like that. But usually when you're building the, you know, the one-off bikes, you know, most people really, they don't really ride them that much. You know, they pretty much put them, you know, like if we're doing them for corporations and stuff, you know, they bring them to trade shows. And then, you know, if you do it for, you know, sometimes we do, you know, for shakes and stuff like that, you know, they just put it with their car collection. So most of the high end bikes that we deal with, you know, it's more, I guess, like a work of art, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm. And Junior, can you talk a little bit? Can you share with us the new show? When is the new show coming out, Bob? Thursday nights. What is it?
Yeah, Thursday, the PM on Discovery Channel. And Senior, correct me if I'm wrong. That starts in May.
the new American Chopper series?
Yeah, we did. We did one show. Actually, I think it was 2 weeks ago or so on a Thursday night at 10 o'clock. Yeah. That was our first premiere show, and we got really good ratings. Really good ratings,
right on,
which
man.
Is
not surprised.
Of course, is good. So, but it's kind of. I mean, I don't know why they decided to do that because, you know, my social media and my Instagram, everybody's like, "What?" You know, like now, it's May 28th, but then the series actually starts, so they'll run consecutive shows. But there was great results, you know. People like to see, you know, me and Paul getting back together and stuff like that. So,
it was
a lot of positive stuff.
Right on, man. Strictly positive vibes. So now, Senior, is with the new show hitting
May 28th.
May 28th, Thursday night at 10 o'clock. Is there a plan for continued production bikes, Senior? And if there are plans for continued production bikes, will that be a collaboration between you and the boys, Junior and Paulie? And where will the production bikes sail at that case?
Where will they be made? Is that what you're saying?
Where will they be for sale? What outlets?
The first one is in Florida, Maserati dealership. But, you know, that's the first one. So we're gonna grow it from there. You know, the shops are, the bikes are made at my shop. You know, Junior has his own shop and his own business. So it's separate than Orange County Choppers.
Well, he has his own business and shop now, ladies and gentlemen. You'll have to.
Yes.
And Junior, you know,
well,
there's
he said
a beautiful Yes, that's exactly right. Senior, you know, there's a beautiful shop right here. You're familiar with the South Florida area. I don't need to mention why. You just are. And there is a beautiful Maserati shop owned by the New Country Group. They own BMW, Ferrari dealership, the Mercedes-Benz dealership, the Porsche dealership, all right there on Okeechobee Boulevard. Might be worth having your guy and your crew reach out there and put them in there, because then I can go down and test ride each one of them, Senior. How about that?
Yeah, probably not.
No, probably not.
You could do that. And listen, hook me up in those dealerships. I'll give you a little commission there. You know what I mean? I'm not afraid to share.
I've always been very, very good about that. Morning to Mark Hoffman, and good morning to Tom, Bubba, and Paul Senior, BEM number 12, voted up for round two of the Test and Tune the Potomac Speedway. Good luck out there, Mark. Get out there and kill it, man. You're a great, great driver. Senior, I have another question for you. I wanted to ask you, on the 15th of April, you will be where? This is a very important thing. We've been pushing this a lot, so I want you and Senior to talk about what's going on and how it's going to come down.
Yeah.
Where am I going to be? Orlando, going to be in Orlando, Florida, which... Okay. I've been going to for the last 5 years. It's, you know, it's benefit the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which is my foundation anyhow, but it's always a great turnout, and they have the most expensive exotic cars in the world there. It's not uncommon for $3 million cars there. But what I'm going to be doing at that particular event is I'm going to be unveiling a bike that I'm building right now.
And photo. What is it, Bob?
That's my photo. Oh,
is it really? Yeah, go back up.
Right there.
Oh, there it is. Okay, so that is pretty cool. It says on here the celebration. Hold on one second. Caller,
yeah,
you're on the air live. Good morning, caller. You're on the air live. Who's this?
Hello.
Are you with? Hello. How are you? Can you hear us?
You got a really bad connection.
Yeah, good morning.
You know who this is? You know who I think this is? I think this is. Good morning.
Hello.
Connor.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you? Really live for the UK.
Connor.
You know, television.
Paul Senior, this is it might be hard for you to hear, Paul Senior, but
yeah, it is.
Actually, Connor Johnson. Yeah, it's Connor Johnson calling from the United Kingdom to say hello to you.
That's cool,
picture.
Man.
So,
a quick call from the UK to wish you
Thank you.
Bad connection coming in.
So, Senior, check this out. We are currently on the website for the car show. We're going to be out there with you. It's called Celebration Exotic Car Festival, correct? And there's a picture of, look, there's Senior. There's my buddy right there next to Christopher McDonald. And who's that real long-haired guy right next to him? His name's Mikey Tuttle. What do you know about him?
Oh, boy.
That's a great dude. Train wreck. He's as bad as I am, isn't he? If our producer can go up, I'll share a picture. I'll share a story with you right now, Kenley. You see the picture of that car right there?
Yeah.
Okay, that car was actually filmed when Bub. Now, Senior, we're talking about on the Celebration Exotic Car Festival website. There's a picture of the DeLorean that was used in the Back to the Future movie. Okay. Okay. Yes. Are you familiar with that picture? And it's got the flames coming out of the back of it, off the ground behind the tires.
Yeah, that car is at the show.
Okay, so check this out. Bub did a bunch of the restoration work on that car. That car, that picture right there, Senior, that you see, how long ago was that, Bub? Gosh, dang it.
Yeah, at least 10 years ago.
Okay, about 10 years ago, Senior.
I haven't seen that photo in like 10 years.
So that picture, Senior, where you see the flames coming off the tracks, behind the rear tires there, that was taken at our Fairfax facility. That picture was taken at our Fairfax. And let me tell you how they did that. They had the fire department out there, Senior. They used cat litter and kerosene or diesel.
Yeah, to light it, just so we could have the flames lit long enough to get them to the chute.
Pretty cool, man, Bob. That's a...
Yeah.
The world's a small place, isn't it, Senior?
Yeah.
Small place, man.
Yeah. Hey, are you guys bringing one of your cars there?
I was thinking, Senior, about driving two of the Porsches up because it is exotic. Are you bringing anything down with you from the New York area?
My bike. My bike.
We're going to talk about that. Good morning to Robin. Hello, my beautiful bride. That comes to you. And, Senior, Robin says good morning to you as well, sir.
Tell her I said good morning also.
Robin, Senior says good morning. I'm sure she can hear you. So, Senior, this is going to be, I'm not at liberty by NDA to discuss what the release of the new bike is, but you can't either. But I can tell you, and ladies and gentlemen around the world, we're going to ask you to come join us. We'll see you all there. This bike that Senior is rolling out is the work of over 5 years intensity, and it is different, Bub, than anything that's ever been released from the Orange County shop before.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, man. I've seen some of the photos already of it. It's amazing. I mean, Senior, you guys just did a phenomenal job, as always.
The way you blew that bike up, Bub, and printed it and studied every piece and every angle of that and made notes on a piece of paper with arrows pointing to it and saying, you were looking at all the design aspects of that particular thing. You were blown away, man.
Yeah.
Senior.
It's an intense build. It's an intense build. I mean, really intense. It's, because don't forget on that particular bike, if you will, that whole rear body section has to come off, or actually what we're doing is pivoting it. So it actually lifts up because, you have to get at, some of the areas underneath there to, if you got to work on something. So it's really, I have a guy from Germany actually that I brought over here to work with me on that bike, who's like one of the most known custom builders in Germany. And so he's working on that bike with me also.
And Bub, when you talk about some of the design implements on that bike, because as I watched you at your desk with a piece of paper and a color print of that, as you were making arrows and drawing notes on it, you were looking from a design perspective in your mind what you saw. Share with the world, I know you can't say much about it, but share with the world what you saw in that design.
Just attention to detail, man. It's, the way that certain things were incorporated, just the overall design of it was incredible, man. To be able to take something and to bring something, full circle is incredible. When you start seeing it, and then especially to the guys that know what they're looking for, they're going to be able to see that. And, that's what really sets this thing off.
How about, Bub, one of the things that really caught your mind was attention to the dash area.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For the guys who know what they're looking at, it's gonna definitely be full circle the second minute it's unveiled.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's as close to replica as possible, you know.
I agree.
You know, a lot of those are GMC original parts. So, you know, that was, you know, to track down a lot of that stuff, you know, as well as I do from the earlier years is pretty difficult. But I think that's the attention to detail, you know. Those things, you know, like the front half of that bike that you're talking about, there's a lot. That's like building a bike by itself, you know. There's a there's actually a stereo in there. There's like speakers in there. There's all the gauges in there. Hood scoop, you know, the whole nine yards. Again, like I said, it's an intense bike to build. It's probably one of the five most challenging bikes that we probably built through all the years.
Wow. And Bob, I want to make sure I don't get outside of the parameters of the NEA. It's different, I would say, in its nature than anything else ever presented from the OCC crew.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's, of course, OCC has always been known for building some of the most extravagant, extreme-looking bikes and
functional as well.
Totally functional, every one of them. But this one is, you know, the overall theme and design of this bike. And I feel like, I mean, that's really been, you know, world known for a very long time, which is the theming of OCC style bikes, whether it be, you know, the Yankees bike, the 911 bike, whether it be, you know, the Santa Claus setup. And I mean, all these bikes that are just, I mean, just amazing themed, well-designed bikes that overall at the end of the day are still fully functional. But this one is, to me, when you match this thing up, when you're able to take a, you know, a bike and another object and you can match them up and create those parallel lines, I mean, that's when you're really, you know, creating a work of art.
One year clear down and my end. How are you clear? Thanks for joining us here. Senior, let me ask you a question. Have you spoken to Bob, probably your closest friend in the world, Mr. Billy Lane, about the event on the 15th of April in Orlando, Florida? Have you had contact with him about it yet?
You know, not really. I think that the last time, you know, I know he's big into racing, the Bore Track racing, but the last time, he direct messaged me on Instagram was after we did, I think maybe the first show together, mm-hmm. and I heard from him, and you know, he's a family man now. And I think he had one child on the way, and I think he's got two other or something like that. But, you know, he just kind of recognized that, you know, we spoke and, you know, that listen, I have nothing but good things to say about the guy.
He's an amazing guy, Bob. You guys spent a lot of time together. What is his family situation, Bob? You and Ken, are you and his wife, Erin, and everything hang out with Layla? What's the story of
that? Yeah, he and Erin, you know, they've Kennedy, they also, who's Japan, already about to be two. Mm. And now their newest daughter is, she was just born a month ago. So it's, you know, really, really exciting. They are having a great time. I don't know if Aaron's done now with wanting any more or not, but we'll find out here pretty soon.
Senior, maybe what we need to do is get them up there for the Celebration Exotic Car Festival, where Orange County Conference will be unveiling this very, very special bike in the middle of April.
Yeah, it's only about an hour from Billy's place.
Yeah, because he's right there, Senior. So we may want to reach out. I can even reach out if you'd like me to, or Bob can, because Bob knows him on a much, much more personal level than I do. That would be a great round of people up there, man.
Yeah, I would love it. I would love it. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mean, absolutely. You know, bring him down here.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a great event.
Yeah, that's. I know, Senior. The event was last year. We actually got invited to it, but we were busy, tied up doing another event down here. But I know the guys from Celebration Car Society asked us to come up last. It was last year, the year before.
Yeah, that's correct.
But I know it's just a huge freaking event, and the cars that are there are just absolutely incredible. I mean, it's, like you said, for the average car of $3 million, it's not something that's unheard of at this event.
But, you know, it's an incredible event. When I say incredible, it's really incredible. I mean, they put on a spread next to none, you know. They spare nothing, you know. And, you know, they raise a lot of money. They raise a lot of money there.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that's what it's all about, you know.
Make a wish, man. Wait, and Senior, you go back a long way. Remember one day we were up there just in the quiet, you know, walking through, because the tunnels have always been very good to us. I want to see things behind the scenes. And we were up there on a Sunday morning. It was so quiet, Bob. And I think it was just Robin, Layla, John Corner, you and I. And it was quiet, man.
Yeah.
Snowy. And you were standing there staring at the Make-A-Wish bike and the Santa bike. And one of the things that really caught your attention on the Santa bike was the sled, man. And how beautifully it was built and the attention to detail and the ghosted paintwork.
Man. Yeah, incredible, man.
And and if people don't know, if you've never stood next to an Orange County chopper bike, and generally you'll see it when you're up there on the 15th, you have no idea what detail and beauty. You see how Bub built.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. I'm super pumped.
To see those guys work, oh, man. And I'll never forget seeing you. We were up there one time. It was quiet. And Bub was looking at the coupe that Jesse James had built you. I still got pictures of that bike.
Yeah.
I'll share those pictures one day with you. Is that at home now, or is that still up on the at the floor at OCC headquarters?
No. It actually, somebody bought that car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But Bub was looking. You know, we should go in, senior, the main doors from the front of OCC headquarters. Okay, you go in the main doors, and at that time it was very populated with the clothing line. And as you walk back through the doors, you know the key door that allows you to get inside of the fabrication area. Okay, so in other words, you walk in the main door, right? Then you walk up the steps in the main door, and then go straight back from the front door. In fact, just to the left of the fire bike, where the fire bike is on display. Okay, and over there on the left side of the wall is a picture of the spider bike. You remember that? You remember? I don't know if it's still hanging there, right? But Bub, I caught Bub. I often take pictures of Bub while I look into his eyes and catch his eyes, senior. And he had his hands, arms crossed, and his hand in his chin. And I walked up and I said, Bub, what are you thinking about that picture? And he said, Dad, I'm thinking about a father and son who brought two very different talents together and made them one to become the best in the world. And I'll never forget that statement based on that article that was framed and hung on the wall right there.
You know, what's interesting is probably 2-3 months ago, because that was in our showroom, and I wound up giving it back to Paulie.
Mm-hmm. Did you really?
About 2 months ago. So he has the bike now.
Wow.
But, you know, it was a good project for both of us. And, you know, I just thought that it would be, you know, he has somewhat of a, he has a nice shop, and he has like a small museum there, you know, a lot of the cool bikes. So I thought it would fit in there really well for him, you know?
Right on, man. Really, that's cool. Very kind of you, man. That's like the administrative offices here, Bob. It's a small museum, for real. I think everything is right here. I don't know, senior, if I had mentioned, I try to keep you guys pretty much up to date with the intimate stuff, but Bob and I are in a very deep contract. As you know, we did sign the new podcast agreement, Huge, which was our show. Thanks, man. It's
good
really,
thought.
Really big for us.
That's great.
Thank you, man.
That's really great.
Thank you, man. The original founders.
You guys deserve it, you know?
Thanks.
Yeah, guys deserve it.
Thank you.
It's big, man. And now we're in deep contract negotiations with Lionel Television Media, who want to do a series on this as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun, man. I can see a lot of collaborative work going on out there. I really can.
Yeah, that's good to hear. You know, that's really good stuff. You know, when you work hard, you want to see the fruits of your labor, you know?
You said you were at the shop today. What's going on at OCC headquarters other than snow?
You know, we're still working on that project, you know, and I got a pretty cool chopper that we're building. So we got a few cool projects going on now. And actually, I just kind of slipped out of there because I got to do some food shopping. I'm going food shopping, man. Bike builders do food shopping too, you know.
Yeah, they absolutely do, man. They absolutely do. What kind of food are we shopping for today? You care to tell us?
You know, I'm a vegetarian, so you know, I get a lot of vegetables and, you know, pastas and just stuff like that. You know, I eat really good, but
I know you
know, I try to eat as healthy as possible, because I think it's important, you know. And for a while, me and Joan, because we work so many hours, you know, you eat in a restaurant every night, you know. And, you know, when you stop doing that and you start cooking homemade meals, you could feel the difference, like, immediately, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, you can. You're absolutely. And Senior, you put a picture up the other day when I think you were, it said at 57. It was a really good picture, man. It was when you were a much larger size. You look good in both sides. You look really good today, thinned down. And because thinning down, Bub's very much a fire hydrant like you were then. And thinning down allows that muscle definition to kind of come up. I've got a much thinner frame, so my muscles show. Bub's are just a fire hydrant. And you were leaning forward on one knee. Weight plates were behind you, man. It was very cool. Tell us about that time, man. How were you doing the bulk at that time?
In what? I'm sorry, what did you say? In what?
How were you doing the bulk in that? How were you getting that mass muscle at that time?
You know, I always went about 240, you know, and,
yep.
You know, I just, you know, I started putting on actually weight, you know what I mean? And, But I started lifting really heavy. I mean, really heavy all the time. And, you know, that's how you put on mass. And I was benching, I think, and I was like 57 and I was doing 455. You know, I was doing presses, dumbbell presses with, you know, 110 pounds and, you know, 140s, 150s on the incline. And so I was working out really heavy, and I don't recommend it because after, you know, it's a lot of wear and tear, you know, and now I just work out really light, you know.
Okay, so now let's talk about that, because, you know, Bub and I are gym rats as well. Bub, you're right now doing flies at between 125 and 150 for each dumbbell, okay?
Well, no, not flies, but incline presses.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you lift very heavy, Bub. Mm-hmm. In fact, you're running out of weight at the gym. We go to LA Fitness right there at TGA, right?
Yeah.
Out of weight. But you're shifting your focus a little bit, Bub, because you want to tighten it up a little bit, right? And, Senior, what do you find? I've noticed that I'm 57 now, and I notice I lift pretty heavy as well, but I can't get that bulk that you or Bub ever had, right? Or have. I'm noticing my shoulders hurt a lot now, especially my right one. I'm noticing the base of my thumbs are hurting a lot. Is that kind of what you noticed as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think that when you're eating younger, even in your 50s, you know what I mean? I think, you know, that's still young for me. But, you know, I don't think you could avoid the tendon. See, for me, my joints were always good, you know, and they're still good. Mm-hmm. But the tendons are the ones that weaken. And, you know, as well as I do, when you get tendonitis, it always reoccurs. So, you know, again, you know, I work out real light and real fast.
Interesting. So what are you doing now? Like four sets of 25?
Whatever, you know, I'll do a set of 100 sometimes, you know, with lightweights, you know, I'll do, you know, like if I'm doing buys and tries them out, I do like 9 sets of each, but I don't rest in between. So you stay pumped. And I think that's a big key to it, you know, that's to, you know, keep that pump.
Interesting. And OCC headquarters has a state-of-the-art gym. You've been in a bubble. I've been in. It's a stunning gym facility that you put in because you're very committed to that lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, it's a real lifestyle.
Yeah. It really helps to have that gym upstairs, you know, because, you know, when you got the kind of lifestyle that I have, you know, you're always kind of moving. So, you know, it's easier, you know, when 12 o'clock comes around, I head right up to the gym, you know, and then I do my half an hour or whatever it is. And, you know, and have my lunch, but it's really convenient, you know, and we have like a, you know, a really full size gym, and there's probably nothing that you could want for in there, every piece of equipment. So it makes it a lot easier. Mikey, more, you know, believe it or not, Mikey's in that gym 5-6 days a week. You know, he runs for 45 minutes a day on the treadmill. And he's a strong boy, you know. He's a big guy, but his legs are massive. They're like tree trunks, you know.
Yeah, And we could tell that because, you know what, Senior, even in 6 feet of snow, he's wearing shorts.
Yeah. When we were in Italy over there, we were up in the mountains, and you know, he's the only one that's wearing shorts, but and everybody's like looking like, dude, you know, there's snow on the ground and it's, you know, 20 degrees outside and the wind's blowing. He doesn't care.
He's got shorts on. Senior, jumping subjects real quick. Bud was asking me earlier today if I had heard, had you done any more work on the Yankees bike that came in that was so destroyed?
Yeah, the Juniors, that's mostly Junior's project. I'm helping him with that because we have a machine shop. But, yeah, somebody beat that. You know, I think it was one of those deals like to collect that insurance. So it was beat with like a hammer, like a sludgehammer. It had enough of a dent in it. So, you know, it's such an iconic bike, you know, and it meant like to my mom that was like one of the most exciting things in her life, you know. So to bring it back to life is it's just pretty cool, you know.
Well, that's going to be much more, Senior. I saw some really up close photos of that thing that were sent over to me, and you know, that's much more than just repainting a gas tank and getting signatures on it again, and repainting a fender and getting signatures. You know, the cylinder heads were smashed. I mean, every piece on this bike was hit.
Yeah, everything. But you know, it, the challenge is going to be to get them signatures, and you know, I've already been in touch with Jorge Posada. And what's pretty cool is that there's an event coming up that he'll be going to where there's a lot of the old players. So we'll probably be able to regain some of that stuff and probably some of the newer players too.
Nice. The nice thing is too, Senior, like I said, lean in on us if you'd like. As you know, Derek Jeter now owns the Marlins. We build all the Marlins cars here. If you need to get that down to me, I'll get it right into one of the coaches.
Probably not you. It's going to be worse than it is.
Yeah, you better get it to Bub, Senior, because it might come back in worse condition than when you sent it down.
You're never going to live that down, bro.
Never.
Hey, but keep on doing what you're doing, you know? Keep on doing what you're doing.
Right on, man. But we can get that over to one of the managers. Bub's actually finishing up his Jeep now. You know, whatever you need, and we can try to help out in whatever way we can as well with that project. I'd like to see that back on the team.
Yeah, every little bit will help, you know.
It's going to be good, Senior. We're going to let you go. I know you got to go out there and get some food. I love you guys. Bub, love you guys. Robin, Layla, love you guys, man. I'm so excited. We're going to have you on many more times. We're going to keep talking about the Celebration Exotic Car Festival. Hey, REO Speedwagon is going to be there. You got an interest in that?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. And listen, give Billy a holler and see if he can get down there. You know, maybe I'll message him and, you know, invite him also.
How about Ricky? Is he gonna? Have you talked to him to see if he's gonna make it down?
Rick's with Billy right now.
Who's that?
Ricky Billy? Yeah. Rick Pecco.
Yeah, he's with Billy right now on the track.
Rick, I don't think he'd be able to make it. You know, it's a long run for him. You know, and he's he's got a few 3 kids now too. You know, so
yeah.
But you know, I don't know if you watched the first show, but he did the first show with us. You know, he did a lot of the fabrication. Great guy. Love him.
Yeah. Shame he didn't have you putting air in that tank. I'd have fixed it for you, Senior, so it would have needed a tank. See?
What's that?
I said shame he didn't have me there putting air in that tank on the inaugural episode the other night, because I'd have fixed it so you needed a new tank. Unintentionally, of course.
People think that stuff is fake, you know, and they think that, you know, it's always like timeline. But, you know, everybody, and you know better than anything, it's truly the truth. You know what I mean? It's like all those bikes, you know, corporations, they have timelines, you know, so you want to do the bike, then it's got to be done by, you know, July 1st or whatever it is. So, you know what? If you want to do the job, you got to get the job done. And I think that in any business, it's kind of the same thing. You know, if you're going to be successful, and you take on a responsibility, well, you better stick to it and get it done. And we're always under that, always.
Oh, we are. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to read more about that business philosophy, Senior did write a book, very, very successful book called A Ride of a Lifetime. And people don't know that not only are they very good friends of ours, but Senior is a business mentor to me. And those are two very separate lanes, business and pleasure, two different things. I literally have that book on my nightstand. I can flip to any page in that book when I want to sharpen my business mind and look at highlighted or written in sections because of the things you will learn from his business model. It's pretty crazy. I'd encourage people to buy that book if you really want to see not only the family side, but a business side. Mm-hmm. On the Ride of a Lifetime. Great books.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be talking more to Senior and his beautiful bride, Joni. As we always do, they're great, great people, great friends of ours. Senior, thank you for spending some time with us this morning.
Thanks, guys.
More insight. Oh, you're very welcome, man. We love you, Senior. Please give your beautiful bride a hug.
Thanks.
From
love
us.
You guys, too.
We love you. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, around the world, Paul Senior, the best of the best, right there. Isn't he an amazing guy, man?
Yeah, man. Super humble, it seems like. Just a really, really good guy.
And he's just like you and I and Bub, man. You know how we just hang out behind the scenes? That's who he is, man. Mm-hmm. He loves being out there for the people. And he'll tell you, number one, that's his pride and joy, being out with the people. And he wants to touch people's lives in a positive manner. Mm-hmm. Really super, super good guy. Bub, it is St. Patrick's Day. You're 100% Irish, man, as it says on your arm right there. Irish blood, American heart. You'll kick somebody's ass, won't you?
Oh, 100%, bro. Give me the chance. You don't need give me the chance, dude.
You don't care, do you?
No, not at all. Either, man. Let's go.
That's what an Irish. Yeah, party down and have a cola. The moose is loose. This Outlaw Boutique is running wild today for the St. Patrick's Day Parade. I assume our producer, like many other times, will be sitting there with his 5 o'clock shadow, Bub, with a bottle of Jack Daniels in his hand, perched up against the corner of a door, yeah. I'm sure, right? How about that? Yeah. Henry, thank you for all the great work this week, Henry. Amazing job, man. A lot of stuff you've got your hands involved with the production houses right now.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
That's crazy, man. Great work. Chris Peck says, bring it. Hey, Chris, come on down, man. You'd enjoy Abacoa with us. The moose runs around down there in Abacoa. The girls are there. Bub's going to be there. And he just kind of walks through the middle of the streets crowd and just kind of clears people out.
I do. I look for trouble.
Yeah, you do, man.
Okay. It's like a shark on a stroll, dude.
That's exactly right. Cruising. We're watching Shark Week, and we're kind of laying in bed watching how the sharks attack and everything like that. And mm-hmm. then they start talking about so great white sharks.
You're like, this looks familiar.
Yeah, that's Bub's way of funny. I'm like the bull shark. I just come straight at you. There's no question. You know how I am business, right? Right? Seniors are the same way. He just rips people's throats out, right? However, come on down. Chris says he'd love to. Our good friend in West Virginia. Bub just sues, but he hunts from the bottom up.
Oh, yeah.
When he hits, man, it's just funny. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to jump out of this episode. It's been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. The moose is loose down in Abacoa, ladies and gentlemen. 561-660-6695. The beautiful, lovely Layla and Robin are down there tearing it up. St. Patrick's Day is going to be happening today. A lot of bumps in the street. Not so sure we won't be one of them. Orange County Choppers, man. OCC, the wonderful, stunning, great people. Senior, Junior, Mikey, Joni, the whole family. All their administrative team, for the people all the way down running the bowling alley, man. That's a whole group of good people out there, man. He employs a whole economy up there in Newburgh, New York. He cares about people. He's a humanitarian. He's a wonderful guy. Get his book, man. The Ride of a Lifetime. You can order it off Amazon. That's why I originally got it from, Bub.
Yep.
It's an amazing book. Chris Peck, you make sure you get that book, too, The Ride of a Lifetime. You'll learn a lot from that book. It'll change directions for your life, man. Good, good book. We'll see everybody at the Celebration Exotic Car Festival on the 15th for the unveil of a very special Orange County Chopper bike, Bub. Why are you laughing, Bub?
Are you done, dude? You're just rambling on and on over there. We got to wrap. Look, it's $2,000 every minute we're over. We're at $8,000 right now. Keep going.
Then let's keep going because they're paying us that.
Yeah.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Orange County Choppers, man. The best people in the world. How about that? And finally, thank you to the Brooklyn Water Bagel today. Carmine, Ashley, all those great people out there. It's like Brooklyn Water Bagel is how Bub gets down the road, man.
Something in the water, bro.
Something in the water, bro. And it's a great white shark. Ladies and gentlemen, until Monday, we will be live at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Facebook page. We want you to reach out and touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. open the door to somebody whose hands are full. Put shoes on somebody's feet who's got holes in the bottom of them, or feed somebody who's hungry. Just stay out of the great white shark way. Until Monday, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Cool dude, isn't he?